33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm Laura Rice, in for David Brown. More than 40% of Texas is in some stage of drought right now. That's according to the latest data from the U.S. Drought Monitor. And it's been pretty dry for a while now in some parts of the state. The Panhandle and the plains to its south are especially parched, and that's caused some farmers and ranchers to face some difficult choices. One is what to do with cattle when there's simply not enough grass for them to graze. Quentin Gass is one of the people who has to make that decision. He's the ranch manager of Driver Land and Cattle in Glasscock County, about 30 miles east of Midland. Quentin, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you.
You're driving right now, between ranches. Give us a sense of the size of your operation. How many cattle do you typically manage?
Oh, we're a little over 100,000 acres, and typically we'll have close to 2,000 cows.
So what do the pastures look like right now at the ranch?
Just fortunate enough, we're scattered across five counties. Our further western parts of last good rain was in September of 2017. Since then, we've had 1 inch of rain.
Wow. So from your perspective on the ground, how does this compare to the drought that started back in 2010?
Well, in 2010, the drought there was severe, but this one's going to be a lot more severe on us because we've never really recuperated from the drought of 2010. We don't have the grass pile stocked up that we had going into the drought, that drought.
So what choices have you guys had to make under these circumstances? I mean, you said some of your land is better than others. Can you move cattle from one to the other? I hear you're also in the process of liquidation. What does that mean?
Yes, we have two different ranches that have been kind of drafted out this year. So fortunately, one ranch we was able to move to other ranches to relocate cattle, but the furthest ranch to the west, we don't have the room for the rest of the cows, so we're going to liquidate over 90% of them. I had 100 head on 13,000 acres, which that's 130 acres per cow, and I'm going to end up with about 15 cows out there on 13,000 acres and try to keep them alive.
So you're just selling them off and
yes, ma'am.
Losing money, I guess, in that process? Or?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, them cows there will probably lose somewhere between $200 to $300 a head. Vicious cycle of the cattle market. You know, whenever everybody's having to sell, the market goes down. It's supply and demand.
Mm. So are they going to other ranches in other parts of the state? Are they going to meat processors?
Or? The majority of these cows will go poly process.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's just not a big demand for cows right now. Everybody was in a drought till this last week.
Are you getting any light at the end of the tunnel? Do you feel like there's an idea of when you can start restocking or not yet?
No, ma'am. We had a half inch of rain last week. We'll be good to help green some stuff up, but not enough to do us any good. Our rainy season usually ends by the end of next month, so we're going to be going back into our dry time, and without having any rain, we're looking till probably another September before we normally get rain again, unless the weather pattern changes.
Wow.
The good Lord is the only one that can tell us how that's going to happen.
Now, I hear it's not even just the weather, the drought specifically, that's causing you problems. It's also the pests. Can you talk about that?
Yes, and the rabbit population after the drought 2010, when the drought broke, everything started coming back, the rabbit population just multiplied. They did a rabbit hunt out there for 24 hours, and there was over three teams that brought in over 1,000 rabbits apiece.
Wow.
In 24 hours.
And so the problem for you guys is that the rabbits are eating the grass so that the cattle can't?
It's just as fast. They're just more competition for the cattle. We can't run as many cattle on there because we got so many rabbits eating the grass, and it's keeping our grass too short.
I know this is a job, and you're a professional. You've been doing this a long time, but I have to ask, what have the past few weeks been like for you personally as you go through this process, having to sell off cows and that sort of thing?
This has been going on for years. It's a challenge, but it's a challenge that we have learned to adapt with. we just take it as we can, take the good with the bad. You just take the average of the good and the bad,
mm-hmm.
and hope to come out on top. It ain't for the weak-hearted, I can tell you that.
Quentin Gass is not weak-hearted. He is the ranch manager of Driver Land and Cattle in Glasscock County. Quentin, thanks again for your time.
Thank you, ma'am.